What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another Wednesday edition of the 10 Minute Misconduct Podcast. Vancouver's fucked with COVID right now.
Oh, yeah. Fucked hard. And just I like it.
Bad.
Yeah.
I think 17.
Let me clear that up quick. I don't like it.
But, no, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But just the fact that all these Canadian fans are like, oh, it's, you know, yeah, the U.S. teams that were the problem.
I brushed on it last episode, but. Yeah, I wish I wasn't banned on Facebook because I saw people posting about it in a hockey group and I just wanted to be like, oh, but they're in Vancouver where COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah. 17 Canucks players has COVID. Have COVID. Whatever. Words. Yeah. 17 players got it. And
staff.
Then there's a total of 22 positive tests. So like five staff members have it. And it's like confirmed to be like the Brazil variant, whatever the fuck that is. And I don't know if like all the symptoms are like over exaggerated or if guys are actually just spewing and need home IVs.
Well,
but
instead of coming from a bat, did it come from like a tropical bird? What makes it the Brazil variant?
I don't know. It's just that I guess like everyone's worried that it's like mutating and shit has been it has been for a little while.
Yeah.
So there's like all different variants of COVID now. It's like, nope, fuck you, I don't care. And who got it? One of the players.
Can you not tap on the mic stand?
Whatever. Fucking leave me alone. One of the players like got COVID last March.
Yeah.
And he has it again now.
Ooh. So it's like definitely a different strain.
Yeah. Or it's just, you know, the flu. I don't know. I'm down. I had COVID, so I'm going to downplay it because I don't give a fuck about it. Yeah.
Well.
Dude, when the average age of death is the fucking average life expectancy age or over, I don't give a fuck.
It's about the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be here much longer anyway. Yeah. Listen, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a fucking...
No shit.
Yeah, fuck off. It is what it is. It's looking like hopefully it's almost over. Whatever. We'll figure it out. I just want a regular hockey season next year.
It does suck for the guys, but like... But yeah, I just want teams to play hockey.
I
don't know if they're going to finish their season or not. I don't know what's happening. But, I mean, yeah, they're not making playoffs anyway.
All's I know, my mom's pushing me to get my fucking vaccination.
Yeah.
23. I'm like, if I'm doing it, I'm taking the J&J one and done. Give me the one shot, pump it in me.
Oh, yeah. Some people get fucked after two for, what's the other one?
They got Moderna and Pfizer. And
yeah.
By the way, never heard of Moderna until like this month.
Dude, Moderna sounds like a villainous fucking scientific group in a video game. Like,
I was gonna say like a Disney thing, but all right.
Or that, yeah. Just some. It sounds made up, is what we're saying. It sounds evil and made up.
And I don't trust it.
No,
I'm gonna be honest because I never heard of it. Pfizer, I've heard of. Johnson & Johnson. They've been putting that powder on my ass since I was a kid. I trust Johnson & Johnson.
You should Google Johnson & Johnson because...
It's the same name.
But. They were... At one point, I mean, bro science, I'm not sure the facts, but they were putting out some shit
podcast.
Yeah, whatever. I told you, it's just going to turn into us just talking about shit and maybe sometimes hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Johnson & Johnson did some fucked up shit back in the day with... One of the things that they fucking created.
Oh, well, I know the history of Bayer, but let's not get into that. They made the gas for the Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that fucking ibuprofen or whatever the fuck. Or what is it? No, not Advil. One of those.
I don't know. Tylenol?
One of those. Aspirin.
There you
That's
go.
What it is. Aspirin is Bayer. They also made the gas for the Nazis. But hey, it is what it is. We forgive them, I guess.
I mean, I'm just saying, like Volkswagen, they made the tanks.
I'm saying
Hugo Boss made the suits.
Yeah. I'm not saying I personally forgive them. I'm saying they haven't been canceled. Like we canceled Mr. Potato Head, but not the people who made the gas for the Nazis. It's like, oh well, I do get headaches sometimes, so I guess Bayer can stick around.
It's like a statute of limitations kind of thing.
Anyway,
be on the lookout for our new podcast called Nine, where we do a 9-episode series about all the companies you didn't know helped the Nazis. Anyway, Brendan Gallagher broke his thumb. He's out for a couple weeks for Montreal. So, sucks for them. And then Riley Nash is out 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury for Columbus. And that's a tough break for a guy who's going to be a UFA and just that team in general, because he was rumored to be like a serviceable depth man to move at the deadline to a playoff contender.
Yeah.
So, you know, sucks for him. Sucks for Columbus. Their season is just down the shitter. I think they lost 10 of their last 30 games. Or no, 10 straight games to 10 of their last fucking 13, some shit like that. I don't know. They've been bad.
Yeah. You know who else has been bad?
Who?
The St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
So they haven't beat a team that isn't the San Jose Sharks since March 5th.
Oof.
And that team was the LA Kings.
Damn it.
So there's, sixth in their division right now? It's not looking good.
No.
Yeah, they're outside of playoffs. I don't know. They might still have a fighting chance there because it's pretty weak outside of the top two. But, not looking good for the Blues. And I don't want to go out of order. I think we just discussed before this podcast that we were going to go in order by division. I already fucked that up.
No, I don't give a shit, though.
But, you already fucked it up, too. You talked about Montreal, then you talked about
Nashville. Well, I was just saying, it's not neither here nor there, but I said we do injuries, COVID news first, and then jump into games to people and stuff like that. But anyway, go
ahead. Well, I can say a couple things about Montreal, though, since you already brought them up.
But go ahead.
Eric Staal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that trade's paying off already.
Yeah.
His first game with the team gets the OT winner.
OT winner, yeah. He's competing with Hall's fucking pace on the year already just with Montreal.
Yeah.
So, and since he left Buffalo, it's kind of working out for them, too. They picked up a couple wins. So, like,
yeah,
over
Philly and the Rangers, which I'm super happy about.
But I can't get too happy because they play the Devils tonight. And
they play their best hockey against the Devils.
Against the Devils.
So,
yeah.
I'm not going to brag too much. It's just I was happy to see that Buffalo also beat those two teams.
Yeah, of course, of course. And just it's good to see Eric Staal just cheesing after a big goal. Excited to be on a new team that he could be proud of.
Yeah, he won it within the last minute overtime, too.
Yeah.
It came in clutch.
It's impressive. Speaking of Montreal, still.
Okay.
So you're a big Kachuk guy.
Yeah. I was going to bring this up.
Yeah, the Shea Weber Brady Kachuk fight.
Yes, I did.
Oh, fuck. I loved it.
Well, you're a big Kachuk guy, too. We both love Kachuks.
Yeah. Well,
I'm a Matt guy.
Matt is losing me so far this year.
Yeah.
He's losing me. Listen, you came at me about Curtis Gabriel with his antics.
Yeah.
But, like, that's his only way to fucking make a name for himself in this league. Matt's a talented kid, and he's been just, I don't know, I don't like it. Not that I don't like, I still like him, but it's just, I'm seeing what people say now. Like, see, Brady, this fight for me, like, this is what I want Matt to do more of, you know?
Yeah. Just, like, fight when it's appropriate.
Get under a guy's skin.
Yeah.
And then fucking answer the bell. And, yeah, like you said, when it's appropriate.
Yeah, Matt's equal parts Brady and Tater Gabriel at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get you. But good for him stepping up for Shea Weber.
Yeah, big guy, veteran.
And that started with a hit in the corner.
Yep.
Behind Weber, in Montreal's zone.
Yeah, and they're poking at each other and shit in front.
Little slash, little cross check. Then all of a sudden they drop the gloves.
Chuck gets up and he's like, let's go. And yeah, they're back. They find their way back behind the net again. He's dodging a bunch of them. He gets a couple decent shots. And then Shea's a big guy and a solid guy. And he fucking just flipped him over. Like,
well, Brady's not little either. So
no, he's not little, but I don't know.
Either way, love to see it from the young guy.
He's still a kid, though. Like, I know he's a professional athlete, but, you know, you got a man in Shea Weber, and he's thick.
He needs a new contract this year, this offseason. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, doing shit like that's going to bump up your fucking numbers a little.
Definitely. And I need to give a shout-out to the arena DJ, because during the fight, he must be a listener of the show.
Yeah, he's got to be. Obviously, he's
got to be a listener
of
the show. He started playing Stone Cold Steve Austin's walkout music. So,
yep.
We're a big fan of that here. So, I loved it. And, yeah, it was like the end of the fight and as they're heading to the box. So, yeah, that was great.
Yeah. I got two notes about Toronto. One, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Did you know Alex Galchenyuk was on Toronto? Because I forgot.
I forgot, and then when you just said it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But I know he's been, like, a healthy scratch here and there.
I know we, like, mentioned it in the previous episode, but I totally forgot he was even on the team.
Yeah.
Only reason why I know is because he tied up the game against Calgary at 2-2 for Toronto, and they ended up winning 4-2 on Sunday. Yeah, and then Jack Campbell.
Talk about a fall from grace.
Galchenyuk?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then on the flip side of that, just a player on the rise is Jack Campbell. Won his past 9 games.
Yeah, yeah,
That's his net. Freddie Anderson can't fucking touch it. And I think Michael Hutchinson's fucking closer to backup than Freddie Anderson is at this point. Because that guy just fucking sucks.
He's old. He's getting old.
Yeah, I guess. But, I good for Jack Campbell. I didn't even know he was on that kind of a run. And
yeah,
here
I knew
he's winning 2 straight games, and then now I find out it's 9 straight.
Yeah, I knew he was doing well, but I didn't know that well, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
That's all I have for, you know, Canada and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm wrapped up for that.
No, move on to the Mass Mutual East then, buddy.
The only thing I have for the Mass Mutual East is the Flyers social media team. They tweeted after their 3-2 shootout loss against the Islanders. And you got to keep in mind, too, so they lost the Islanders in shootout. A couple days before that, they lost to the Sabres 6-1 when they snapped their losing streak. And this is just, you know, it's good to see teams having fun with it. Hold on, I got to find it. Where the fuck? So they tweeted, and I'm sure this is going to sound familiar to many hockey fans, but we don't have any words, and we know you don't want to hear them. We understand your anger, your frustration, your sadness, everything you're feeling. We get it. This isn't the ending we imagined and certainly not the one we wanted. Thank you for being there the entire way. So they took the opportunity. They're like, yeah, we're not playing well. Our fans are coming at us. But let's throw in a nice joke here. Make fun of the Tampa Bay Lightning when they tweeted exactly that when they lost to the Blue Jackets.
They got swept by the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they got swept in the first round. Didn't they like win the Didn't they win the President's Trophy?
Yeah.
And they got swept by CBJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just all-time fucking great tweet. Many people have recycled it since, but
yeah, but
every
like,
time
it's
it
almost,
comes back, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was almost forgotten about, and they brought it back.
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago, I think. So
yeah, I feel like we kind of stay away from a lot of the East just because we're Devils fans and we're kind of homers for them. So like, I feel like if I cover a lot of those games,
yeah,
then I'm just gonna shit on everybody because I don't like anyone in the division.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
And speaking of which, I'm about to be a homer right now. Devils lose to Washington 5-4 on Sunday and swept by Washington. Like, lose all 8 games. But 6 of those 8 games were only by 1 goal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's... They had leads throughout the series, too. And then, I mean, there's 2 games where they pretty much got shit kicked. But you got to think the Devils came in, I think, tied for 2nd youngest or just in 3rd youngest team in the entire league. And Washington's the oldest. So, I mean, if you're only losing 1 goal games to an experienced cup favorite to a lot of people, I mean, there's some hope for your future. You know,
best players of all time.
Yeah. And I wanted to make a note of Ovi, who tied Brett Hull for 2nd all-time in power play goals. He's 9 behind Dave Andrechuk now. And he's 6 behind Marcel Dion for 5th in goals all-time.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Whoops. So good.
It just seems like he's hitting milestones just against New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, constantly.
I think he got 7th or 6th against New Jersey both.
Yeah.
I don't know,
700 goals or something, like a milestone
it was
think.
The 700th goal.
Against New Jersey, and it always happens against New Jersey. But still an Ovi guy. Even though he crushes my team, I'm still an Ovi guy. And, I think it was maybe the 5th or, 6th meeting between the teams this year. But I was watching the Capitals broadcast, or maybe it was NHL Network. Doesn't matter. But they were like, oh, the last 30 meetings between these two teams, the record for Washington was, 26-2-2.
Yeah.
So,
fuck.
So now it's, 32-2.
It's rough, but
yeah, it's bad.
It's okay.
We can't figure it out.
More news out of the East: Kyle Palmieri and Taylor Hall. Well, Kyle Palmieri was held out of the lineup on Sunday due to precautionary reasons for perhaps a trade.
Yep.
And Taylor Hall is a healthy scratch tonight for the same reason for Buffalo. So the Devils don't have to play Taylor Hall tonight.
It doesn't matter
because yeah. I think he has one assist against them all season. But
yeah, and like four penalties.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the guy's only got, what, 6 points? I don't know.
I don't even think it's that many. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
I kind of hope that...
Where do you think they're going? Here, give me that. Give me a prediction.
So I think Palmieri is a perfect fit for Boston.
I was just about to say Boston.
He's a perfect fit for Colorado. And I think he's a perfect fit for Toronto. But I don't think... I swear to God, like, I thought he had a no-trade clause of seven teams, and they're all Canadian teams. Like, the more I hear about it, it's like, that wasn't a thing, and I must have fucking dreamed it, but I was pretty sure he had a seven-team.
There's only six Canadian teams.
There's seven.
There's seven? No.
Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto,
Winnipeg,
Calgary,
Edmonton.
Vancouver. That's seven. Yeah,
it's seven. All right. Whatever.
Moving on.
Wait, you're telling me the Atlanta Thrashers aren't a team anymore? What the fuck? All right, yeah, seven. Well, yeah, fuck Canada. I don't blame the guy. But, yeah, me and Zach were actually just talking about it on a Sunday that we both think he's destined for Boston.
Or the Islanders, I think,
and
too.
And part of that is, well, yeah, that's
I think
true.
Those are the four teams that, like, should be in on him and are in on him.
I could see that. But Boston just seems like a good fit, and this has nothing to do with real life, but it's just a weird coincidence. I feel like every game mode I ever do in any NHL game, like EA game, he ends up on Boston. Every game mode, the guy ends up on Boston. So, I don't know. It's bound to happen.
But I will say, I do hope that...
But who do you think's calling for Hall? That's what I want to know.
Well, the thing about Palmieri that I hope, for at least for the Devil's sake, is that there is some kind of bidding war, which drives up the price.
Yeah.
And he ends up going to Boston. Like, Boston's going to probably want to, if I'm them,
plus
I want to...
team in the same division, like, you might be able to get more out of them, too, because he could play, like, right away.
Right. So. But also, if I'm the Devils, I want more out of Boston because... Boston's not going to want to see Kyle Palmieri in the playoffs for another team.
Yeah.
Out of his eight goals or nine goals, like five of them are against Boston. That's a player you don't want to see in the playoffs. Like, he's the Boston Strangler this year in the East. Like, those are his best games. So I hope it turns
into...
Is that
a real guy, by the way? That's a real guy.
Yeah.
There, like, actually is a Boston Strangler.
Yeah.
All right. Just, okay.
So I hope... that there's a bidding war for Palmieri. I kind of hope he goes to Boston just because I think we're going to get more out of them. I don't know what I would want from Boston if I'm in Jersey, but whatever. And I hope he goes before Taylor Hall because Taylor Hall is going to set the market price for every forward.
Yeah, yeah.
If we can squeeze more out of Boston, me, like I play for the team, fuck, then, you know, if Taylor Hall only fetches a second rounder, Kyle Palmieri's not going
to... Yeah, because here's the thing. Hall, it's like, he's supposed to be a much better player than Palmieri, but like this year hasn't been, even last year, didn't look too great. His contract stings a little more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that it really matters if it's just a fucking rental, but still. So, yeah, teams are probably... Buffalo's not going to get as much as they would have thought for Hall. So yeah, it could cripple like a guy like Palmieri or a team like the Devils, I guess.
Yeah, just value-wise.
Does it affect Kyle? Yeah.
Who do you think Taylor Hall goes to? Because you asked me for both, I only gave you one. So what do you got for the other one?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Like, I don't know. There's teams that need him, but whether they have the space, I'm not sure.
Like
whether
Florida?
Whether he answers the bell, I'm not sure. Like, I think it's too much of a gamble. Obviously, somebody's gonna make that gamble.
Yeah.
But, it no question. But I don't know. I can't pinpoint who I think it would be.
So I'd have to see numbers because I don't know if Florida
can
make it
work
cap-wise.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think he'd be a good fit in Florida, but I don't know about cap.
Or trying to get St. Louis'
what
scoring
is
back
eight
up.
Eight or nine? Hmm? What's Hall's contract? Eight or nine? Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's tough.
With retention, you can get more back.
It's tough
value-wise,
for a lot
but...
of competing teams. So
yeah. I have no idea where he goes. It'll be.
Oh,
it'll
I know.
Kind of
he's
fun
not
to see,
sniffing but. Eight next year wherever he ends
no.
up. Yeah, no. He,
hell no.
He's signing for like 4 or 5 out of free agency.
Yeah, and it's only gonna be for another year. No one wants him long term.
Oh,
unless they're trying
guy.
To win the fucking draft lottery.
Poor guy. But yeah, what else you got for me?
Well, let's just go to the Discover Central where we mentioned Florida. They're on a roll.
Yep.
I think they're more pressing need than Taylor Hall is a defenseman, and now Ekblad going down. So, I mean, he'd be a good fit there, I think, but also they really need to try to fill the hole Ekblad left.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they had a 5-2 win
like
over.
Like you said, they kind of need a defense anyway, but with Ekblad out.
Yeah, even more
they,
so.
They got to take anybody.
Yeah. I mean, they had a 5-2 win over Columbus and then shut them out 3-0 on Sunday, so they're doing good there. And then another team I want to talk about was Nashville.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking like trade rumors and stuff. 2 weeks ago, last week, that was like the hub of like where all the fireworks were going to happen.
Yep.
Like Granlund, Howla, Ekholm, maybe Ellis.
Now
people were talking
like,
about Forsberg. Like they were talking about blowing it all up.
Yeah, and now it looks like they're making a little push.
Yeah, I mean, they're fourth in the division
what?
Now. They
was
beat...
it confirmed or rumored that they were like the only untouchable is like Yossi or something, right?
Yossi, maybe Ellis, yeah. And I don't know, maybe one other person. Yeah. I can't think of who it would be.
But yeah, they're making a little push here. It's getting tight.
They're a different team than when they started.
Yeah, it's weird.
They just beat Chicago 3-0 on Saturday, who they're 5-0 against now. And with that win, it takes them to fourth in the Discover Central, 2 points ahead of Chicago. And, I mean, if you look at the game, they're outshot 41-21 and still get the shutout. So you say Saros, we say Siv.
Yeah.
Gets the 10-minute misconduct bump.
Yep.
And he's 4-1 in his last 5 games, a .96 save percentage, and a 2.33 goal against average.
Yeah, I'm getting to that in the shutouts when we get there. But I guess I'll do it now. I kind of owe the guy an apology. So instead of...
No. You don't know anybody. That's the way this bump works.
Instead of clouding
we say some
up,
shit and they prove us wrong.
No,
that's how this goes.
Well, so I have it in my notes for the shutouts, but I'll just say it now so I don't cloud up the shutout segment, even though there's only 3.
Hey, say shutouts more.
Shutouts.
Okay.
But yeah, so last time I said, you say Saros, I say Siv. It was actually the name of that episode. But I have it in my notes now. You say Saros, I say Stud. Because he's been on fire.
Yeah, you should say sorry.
I was trying to apologize. You just told me I shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. I did it for the joke. Fucking whatever. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I apologize. You say. Am I even saying that right?
I don't know.
I think it's you say. But whatever. I apologize. I've always liked the guy, but he struggled. And he didn't have a great start to the year. And
that whole team didn't. So.
Well, yeah. He's really turned it around, though. He's been solid the past, like... I mean, this whole shred, the team has been solid in general, but yeah, he's really been playing well.
Yeah.
And he was like kind of supposed to be the starter this year, but he looked rough at first, and then Rene was stepping up big, but now it's Saros' net, so.
Yeah, he's playing fucking killer. Do you have anything else to discover?
No.
No. All right. Well, no. I want to touch on Detroit.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Oh, yeah.
They've been giving Tampa Bay problems lately.
Yeah,
and
a lot.
It's weird.
Yeah, but
so,
I like it.
I mean,
shout out to Adam Ernie. I got to keep pumping his tires. Yeah. He's racking up the points.
Yeah.
And fucking Larkin loves playing with him on the power play. So if you got him giving you a stamp of approval, you're guaranteeing a spot for at least a little bit.
Yeah. 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 Hopefully. Does he have a 1-way contract this year?
I think so.
Oh, well, good for him.
Not sure.
I mean,
get that bag.
Tampa Bay seemed to handle Detroit in their first 2 meetings, beat them 5-1, 3-1 back in February.
If he does any better, his cousin's going to be walking up with their hand out.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's fun. yeah, and then since March 9th, the series is 2-2. Tampa Bay, their 2 games, they only won by a goal. One was a 4-3 overtime victory, and another was 2-1.
And Detroit just stomped them.
Yeah, but both Detroit's wins against Tampa Bay in their past 4 were 6-4 and 5-1.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Tampa Bay is barely getting by with a win over Detroit. And when Detroit wins, they're like, yeah, fuck you. Watch this. Yep. Adam Ernie is going to fucking get
his
fucking satellite
team.
Dish.
Yeah. his former team. He's showing it to him.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that. Thanks for, you know.
It's all right.
All right, Honda West.
Yeah.
What do you got? Anything?
This is the main thing. So I already shit on the Blues. But this is what I got. Another fight here. Did you see the fight? All right, so Kyle Burrows in his NHL debut. Nick Bjugstad, big guy, been in the league a little while.
Yeah.
Challenges him to a fight. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, God.
Should I go watch it?
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Kyle Burrows humiliated him.
He pumped him.
He didn't kill him, but like he landed a lot of shots. There's a lot of energy. Like, he did well. I wasn't expecting much. I'm like, guy in his first NHL game. He's a lot smaller. And Bjugstad, like, looked pissed. I don't know what sparked the fight or whatever, but Bjugstad was ready to fucking go. So I was like, oh, boy, that's a big boy, and he's ready to go. And he fucking held his own, and it looked well. So I'm already a fan of the guy. One game in.
What game was that again?
I'm looking forward to him. It was the Colorado Avalanche versus the Wild.
Okay.
Forget what day that was.
Well, I didn't know what team Burrows played for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so just search Kyle Burrows, Nick Bjugstad.
Will do.
Should come up.
Speaking of Minnesota, Saturday they beat Vegas 2-1. I love when Kirill Kaprizov scores against Vegas. No real reason to mention that other than that was his 14th goal of the year, and we haven't brought his name up in a couple episodes.
Yeah, it's been a while. It hasn't been a while, but for him, it has.
Right.
He's undeniable. I recently just saw a Devils fan posted a memory, like, thing. You know what I'm talking about. It's from, like, 2 years ago, and some Devils blog put, like, hey, the Devils should go after this kid, Kirill Kaprizov. It was, like, 2 years ago, and I was like, I feel like Cody definitely wrote that fucking article. Boy, do I wish we did.
Yeah, that would have been nice to have.
Yeah, would have been very nice to have.
I mean, he's not the biggest guy, but the way he skates.
But, hey, we picked up Gusev.
Oh, yeah, that was sick.
Would have rather picked up
How's
Kaprizov.
Your fucking waivers?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
We can't even give him away. Nobody even wants him.
No. You were high on him.
Last year when he was doing well.
Yeah, I said from the day we signed him, I was like,
I said at the beginning of the season, give it time. And by the end of the season, he played well.
People
and
were
then,
too excited too fast for him.
You got to think, too.
You're like, oh, his number's in the KHL. Hey, I'm like, the KHL is not the NHL.
I'm not defending the guy. I'm just saying he's had three different coaches in a season and a half and a year-long layoff.
So did the whole team.
I know, but what I'm saying is that was his first year on North American ice.
But he's what, 28?
Don't get me wrong. He should be way fucking better than he is.
Okay.
You're right.
No, yeah.
I just said give him time, and then he started getting better, when and the then only he thing just shit the bed.
He could only do something in the offensive zone, and when that's not working, watching him come anywhere close to the puck in the neutral zone or defensive zone gives me a fucking heart attack.
Yeah. It's basically like whenever PK handles the puck in the defensive zone.
We're talking about the Devils too much. I'm sorry.
Did you see Chytrin's hat trick?
I didn't see all the goals, but I did see that it happened, and I wanted to talk about it. It doesn't happen often.
The defenseman.
Yeah.
Arizona wins 3-2 in overtime against Anaheim on Sunday and wins the season series 6-2. I forgot to mention last week there's some like series wrapping up and stuff. I mean, there's teams that don't play each other again this year. Could have mentioned it, didn't. Whatever, fuck you.
It is what it is.
Good news for Anaheim. Both their goals were assisted by Trevor Zegras, who just got sent back down to the AHL to work on transitioning him to be a center because he's playing wing in the NHL.
Gotcha.
So they're going to try and they're hopeless for playoffs. They're going to be sellers at the deadline.
Yeah.
So they're
it was nice to bring him up for a little while, give him some experience. But yeah, just develop him in the A.
Yeah. And then 1:41 into overtime, Jamie Drysdale gets called for tripping on Clayton Keller on a breakaway. So Keller gets the P shot. He goes wide to Gibson and the net. Then on the next faceoff, Arizona wins it back, and now it's Keller assisting Chychrun's third goal of the game and the OT winner at 1:47.
Yeah, impressive.
So it was a nice little exciting end to the game there where Keller had the opportunity. Yeah. Got called, like, then, you know, got the P shot, had another opportunity, didn't capitalize on either, but he does assist the GW. So
not only the GW, but
the hat trick GW.
Hat trick GW for a defenseman in overtime.
Yeah.
And he comes, he gets all three goals for the team. So yeah, it's impressive. Good for him. Good for Keller on the dish there. Yep. Yeah. You love to see it.
Yep. One thing I forgot to mention, the NHL, they might discuss holding the playoffs in a bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
If necessary. It just hopefully it's not anywhere near Vancouver. Players aren't really happy, and I heard Elliot Friedman say one player even texted him when he reported it, asking if it was like a scare tactic to make sure all the players like follow COVID protocol even stricter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or else they'll send him to a fucking bubble again. So no players want it.
Yeah.
At all. And it's going to cost the NHL a lot more money to do that.
But like the only team really affected right now is Vancouver, who's not sniffing playoffs.
No.
So, I don't know. Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully not. It's just, I don't know.
I mean,
we'll see.
Maybe if they have to, they can do it in Buffalo and get some people into the arena, because Buffalo's last game had an attendance of 302 people, which is 1.5% capacity. And there's some teams around that only allow 500 people in, or, you know, 150. Why even bother?
How
whatever.
Many do they allow?
10% capacity, so almost 2,000 people.
Ooh.
And they only sold 300 tickets.
Ooh.
You can't even give these things away to fucking people to watch that team.
I've seen plenty more people at high school hockey games in Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking bad.
Hey, maybe they finally set a record. We were saying they can't even do that, right? That's got to be a record low attendance.
For a lot, like for however many tickets were sold, or like however many tickets were on sale.
Yeah, maybe not percentage wise, but
Well, no, because then there's that again Devils game back in the fucking 80s or whatever,
the snowstorm thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's 324
plus they blew
people.
Dicks. Yeah,
yeah, whatever. Yeah. Do you want to get into the stats we shouldn't care about, but we do, so we write them down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can do that.
You can go first today, bud.
All right. Both of my categories. There's only three, so we're dwindling down. We're going to see what happens. But first, we got first goals. Hayden Fleury, and can confirm it is spelled, we talked about this a while ago.
Yeah.
But it is spelled H-A-Y-D-N.
Yeah, needs more.
Change it. Change it. Change
needs
it
more
now.
Vowels.
Sam Carrick, first game this season, so congrats to him. And Joakim Nordstrom. So, yeah, good for you three. And then we got shutouts.
You get nothing. You lose.
Mentioned it earlier. You say Saros, I say stud. I said how I was harsh on the guy, but he turned it around here. He locks it down with 41 stops in this one for the 13th of his career. We got Chris Drieger, 32 saves for the third of his career. And Peter Mrazek, his first game back since January 30th. He gets 28 saves for the 24th of his career.
Good day, sir.
Carolina's got some deep, deep goaltending. I mean, for how Mrazek played the beginning of the season and how Nedeljkovic took over in the meantime, and Reimer stepped in.
Yeah, but Reimer, you know, he's an old guy. Mrazek hasn't been up to potential yet, but he's looking good this year.
But he's killed it this year.
Yeah, he makes you wonder if he had a full year. Like,
to me, he was never lights out in Detroit.
No.
Anyway,
all fairness, he had Detroit in front of him.
Right.
Yeah.
Another name I'm interested in is Chris Drieger. I mean, you look at Toronto, who can use goaltending. You look at any team that needs goaltending.
Yeah, Drieger can play.
He can be a name that gets floated around at the trade deadline and sent somewhere.
Bobrovsky, obviously, it still isn't earning his contract, but he's been a little better this year than last year.
They just signed Spencer Knight, and they have high hopes for him.
Exactly. So. They just signed Knight. So they're not really struggling in the goaltending category. And Drieger could be on the move for a sweet deal, too. So
yeah. We actually talked about it after the last podcast we did, where one of Spencer Knight's bonuses.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a B-level bonus. He gets $1 million if he wins the Conn Smythe Trophy. So they have enough hopes for him.
Pretty shitty bonus, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to win the Conn Smythe and you're just got signed your ELC. How old is he?
I don't know, 20?
Haven't played a game yet in the show?
Yeah.
Like, you might as well just... I don't know if a mil is
Connecticut
the maximum...
Connecticut boy, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know if a mil is the maximum allowed, but it should be way north of that.
Yeah, I told... It's such a unlikely thing to happen.
Yeah. Might as well make it 10.
Even if next year... Tampa Bay was like, hey, Vassy, we'll give you $1 million bonus if you win the Conn Smythe. Like, even that's like, that's tough. That's still tough.
Yeah.
So for them to say to a rookie goaltender who hasn't played a game yet, it's I said to you when we were talking about it, I was like, they might as well have said $10 million because
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, that just shows the confidence they have in him.
Yeah.
That they gave him like that as a goal this year.
The fact they even thought about it, yeah.
Yeah, so that to me is a sign that like they're comfortable with Bobrovsky and Spencer Knight moving forward and Driedger.
Oh, wait, time out. It's for this year or for his first year? Or is he making his debut this year?
Well, that's the thing. I think it's this year.
I was assuming it was next year.
I think it's this year.
So they think he's going to step in like now and then just be the starter?
Hey, I'm a fucking idiot, but I was under the assumption that it was this year and...
I was under the assumption. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. He had a solid year, though, with BC, so good for him.
Yeah. Well, I
look forward to following his career. Hopefully, it pans out well.
Yeah. Misconducts. We got Nick Bonino and Matt Dumba. They happened in the same game. That was like a fucking penalty-filled game. Yeah. I didn't watch it. I wish I did. I might go back and watch it later. But yeah, that's it for those. And then goals in the first or last minute of a period, we had 23. Only two empty netters and three of them were game winners or game tying goals.
23.
I noticed too, like, it's almost like they come in waves. So it, like, it'll like I'll see two or three in the same game or by like the same team all on the same day.
Sorry, I just got a fucked up text from your dad.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's him fucking with me or if it's something with his phone, but just Alpha Tango, response time test 5:30 p.m. 4-6 for 4-10. Chicken fucker out. I don't know what the fuck any of that means. And I'm slightly concerned. Like, I don't know if he's held hostage. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Chicken fucker out. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm fucking crying.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand.
Oh, just because you read that on the podcast, he's going to get a kick out of it. Oh, my God.
I don't know what to say. Face. I don't know what to say.
That shit got me.
Oh. Look. Yeah. Shout out to Tom.
Shout out, Dad. Fight for fighting, I guess.
Yeah, we could do that.
Both guys, 5 minutes each for fighting.
You're up five games on me, 33-22. I'm 28-27, and I fucking suck. You're first this week, buddy, so.
Yeah, I hope you're growing that hair out.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to. Oof. So I haven't thought about what game I want to give you first. You know what? Yeah, I do know. So you were listening to me while I was writing down games. You came in. I forgot to do it. I was doing it last minute like I always do.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to do it. You said, you're going to do what? I said, you'll see. This is what? New Jersey Devils versus Buffalo Sabres Thursday.
I'm going Devils. I got to.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you gave us
the reason I said I'm doing it is because, one, who gives a fuck about Buffalo? Two, we've never given each other a Devils game on Five for Fighting. It's been like an unspoken rule.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm not even that confident in my pick.
That's what I was saying, because I was like, if he picks the Devils, people are going to call him a homer.
I don't think
he's going to pick the Devils anyway, because Buffalo has just had our number all year, but he picked the Devils.
They're on a big enough slump that I'm just hoping. Just hoping. Just get me into the win column here. Going from our favorite team to two of your least favorite teams, okay. I'm going to give you Vegas St. Louis on Wednesday.
All right. No
just
surprise
to give
to
you
anyone.
Someone to root for.
Vegas. St. Louis is slumping. I hate Benner. I hate the Vegas organization, but I respect and love a lot of their players.
Okay.
So, yeah, I got to go Vegas.
Next.
I'm going to have to give you, let's make it interesting, two teams that we probably shouldn't care about, but we're saying they've been doing okay. Nashville versus Detroit Thursday.
Ooh. I'm going to go Nashville.
I like it. I like it.
I'm going to go Nashville. Did you want Detroit in that game?
I don't really care. I like seeing Detroit do well. And, oh, yeah, I was going to say this when we talked about Nashville, but I'll make it quick because we're in Fiverr fighting. I don't know if I'm happy they're doing better or if I'm upset because I hate the moves the organization has made the last 3-4 years.
Yep.
But I like a lot of their players.
I get it. What day was that on again?
That was Thursday.
Okay. All right. So for you, let's see. I'm going to Philly and Islanders on Thursday.
Ah. So you're just going to keep giving me teams that I don't want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had that game written down, but I guess not. I got to go with the Islanders. They've just been too hot this year. Philly, not great the last few weeks. Then I'll give you Boston versus Washington Thursday.
Washington, I hate Buffalo, or I hate Boston. I got to go Washington. I never want to see Marchand do well. I want to punch him in his fucking head. Oh, by the way, yeah,
Boston's
we got to mention it.
Fighting for a playoff spot.
I'm just going to keep mentioning every episode until it happens. It's never going to happen, so people are going to hear a lot of it. I want to fight Marchand. Let's make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
For you, see, there's a lot of games I want to, like West games this week I actually want to give you. But I feel like you'll punch me in the fucking head like I want to punch Marchand.
Hey, fucking Cody Rappaport-Krosky. Take it down a notch.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Just saying.
That's fucking mean, dude. Winnipeg, Montreal, Thursday. I should just give you West games. I don't know why I'm fucking
Winnipeg. The only reason I paused there because I was giving you a chance to give me a different game.
Nah, that's cool. All
right. I'm starting to think you want the mullet now. You had a sick one back in the day.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll do. If you lose and you have to get the mullet, I'll buy you a new fucking Jurassic Park shirt just so you could prep a Jurassic Park shirt.
Like when I was
again.
Fucking four?
Like when you were four.
Deal.
Yeah.
All right. Your turn.
Sorry. I keep getting off track here. I'm going to give you Dallas-Chicago Thursday.
I knew that was coming. Both teams are fucking 500. Dallas is having a real hard time scoring lately. I'm going Chicago. I have to go Chicago. Yeah. I'll give you Arizona, LA on Wednesday.
All right. All right. I got to go Arizona. Got to go Arizona. Pick the favorite. But hey, it is what it is. And then this is the last game I'm giving you, right?
Yeah.
All right. So for your last game, I'm gonna keep it in the West. I'll give you Colorado versus Minnesota Wednesday.
I knew it was coming.
I feel like I've given you all of their games this year, by the way.
Yeah, I don't. How many times have they even played each other this year?
I don't know, but I've
given. I thought it was like one time.
No, they've definitely played more than one time.
You know, I'm going to look that up right now.
Because I was going to say, the only reason I didn't say this was because every time I've given you this matchup, I've said it. But, oh, you know, this one might be tough. These are like two of your favorite teams in the West. You like Colorado, but you love Kaprizov. I feel like I've said that a million times.
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, this is actually the last time they've played each other.
Yeah.
I knew there was one in there. It was either one game left or they've only played each other once.
It's a big discrepancy. They've played a lot.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Pick a team.
Yeah, do you know who's starting the net for Colorado? Because if it's Johnson, I'm going to pick Minnesota.
Am I the fucking head coach? No.
Worth an ask, you know? Fuck you, man. I'll go with the favorite in Colorado.
All right.
I guess.
That's a good pick.
For you, you know, I want to see if you're actually good at picking games and like the teams. No. Hear me out. So you've picked both these teams to win already. I'm going to give you Arizona-Vegas on Friday.
Wow.
So I want to see.
There's a great game left on the board that I'm surprised neither of us picked.
I was thinking about giving you Rangers-Islanders on Friday or Florida-Carolina.
Yeah, Florida-Carolina is a great game, but yeah, but neither of us picked.
I'm gonna give you Arizona-Vegas on Friday.
Arizona-Vegas. Arizona, they've done pretty well against Vegas this year, but I don't know. I guess I got to stick with Vegas this week. It kills me, but I'm cheering for them all week now. Vegas.
All right. And that pretty much wraps it up.
Pretty much wraps it up. But yeah, Colorado, you're saying you don't know who's playing. Hopefully for you, it's Grubauer because,
yeah,
listen, my fucking Vezina pick, he's been on fire. And by the way, absolutely the favorite to win the Vezina so far. Now, I don't want to pump the guy up too much because I give him the 10 mm bump, I don't want
to
sabotage.
You don't think Vasilevsky deserves to be there either?
I think he deserves to be there.
I think he's a front runner right now.
I disagree because Grubauer leads in every category besides the ones that he's tied with Vasi in. He's like tied with them in like two categories and then leads in everything else.
Well, the NHL is just going to give it to whoever finishes like better in the playoffs anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. But right now it's Grubauer, Vasi, and like maybe Fleury for third option. But those are like the only guys in the race.
Hey, if Fleury wins it, do I get half credit because I got the team right?
No. For picking the backup to the guy that won? No.
I just thought I'd ask. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Fucking Grubauer is...
He's
absolutely killing it.
He's killing it.
I mean, Vasilevsky has a better save percentage.
I think the only thing he doesn't lead in is maybe...
save percentage.
Well, save percentage. Now, I checked a couple days ago. They were tied or he was leading, something like that. But I think shutouts, too, he's trailing.
No, Grubauer's leading the league with 5.
Oh, really?
Vasi's only got 3.
Yeah.
Grubauer has 24 wins to Vasi's 23. Let's see, goal against average. It's more of like a team stat, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, 183 to 196.
But yeah, they're both playing great. But I would still make the argument, I think Tampa has a better defensive group than Colorado does.
Yeah. Well,
And Colorado...
Defensively, maybe.
Yeah, defensively. And Colorado's defense is younger, too.
But Colorado's isn't anything to, like, shake your fucking finger at. Like, they're fucking
No. Yeah, no, they're good. But I mean,
if you look at the numbers, I think, like, 3 of them are on pace, if it was an 82-game season, to put up over 50 points.
You know what I got to look into? Average shots allowed for each team. Something like that. Stuff like that. Like, because I'd made the argument that Vasi sees a lot less shots.
Probably.
Just off the top of my head.
But, I mean, hey, this podcast, you're the goalie guy. And right now, it's showing.
Yeah.
It's definitely showing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you...
On this podcast, I'm the fucking prospect guy, and it's showing in my rookie of the year.
I'm pretty sure you scoffed when I said Grubauer.
I might have. I don't know.
Yeah. You were like, oh, really? Didn't expect... And I was like, buddy.
Yeah, but then again, I picked Lehner, so what the fuck do I know?
Yeah, not much. Not much.
Not about
goalies.
Listen,
I knew Lehner was going to have a tough time in Vegas anyway, because if you know what I'm saying. So, anyway, I think that's it for this episode.
Yeah. I'm done talking. If people want us to come out with that fucking 9-episode series called 9 about German companies you didn't know helped the Nazis in World War II, let us know.
Not just German companies that help them, but German companies that we all still support to this day.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be shocked.
Yeah.
Looking at you, IBM.
I forgot all about that idea, and now I kind of want to do it.
I kind of want to do it, too.
We might do a limited run of fucking rock stars rap sheets and run through those.
Listen, we got a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
Got a lot of ideas. So if you're like, I like these guys, but their opinions on hockey are dog shit.
We got opinions about other shit, too, that you're going to think are dog shit. Yeah, you're so might as well give those a listen.
But let us know. Or don't. But for now, Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards, fuck you.